This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. How about a little gratitude? That's right, a little gratitude attitude. I want you to know we appreciate you very much. Glad you're out there and are here for one reason and one reason only. To find out what's on your mind, to get you answers on those questions, and be an advocate on your behalf. The greatest audience all across the Northern Plains, North and South Dakota, Minnesota and beyond. Thank you so much. Continuing our conversation this hour with North Dakota Long-Term Care Association President Shelley Peterson, we're talking about what has become nationwide very obvious, that the amount of deaths from COVID-19 are disproportionately affecting nursing homes. That's where it is, mainly because there's an elderly population, obviously, and a health compromised population as well. More than 60% of the COVID deaths have now come from nursing homes. Minnesota's 81% of that number. Think of that. That's number one. More in Minnesota than anywhere. Earlier, Shelley Peterson made the point that while it's two-thirds or, you know, more of North Dakota's deaths, it's a lower number. And I think the newsworthy part of our conversation is that, you know, we just don't, we're having about the same amount of deaths we would have. You know, 260 is the average every month in North Dakota. So we're not exceeding that by a great number just because the sheer numbers are so low in North Dakota, which is why I ask, okay, if I look at the states where it's a problem, as in a Minnesota problem at 80%, Rhode Island at 74%, New Hampshire at 77%, why is the federal government not saying no families there, but families can visit in North Dakota? Let's do this for there. You know, this one-size-fits-all deal is the most frustrating part of that. So we're going to continue that conversation. We have folks that have questions for Shelley as well, and we welcome those on the program. Bottom of the hour, state treasurer candidate Tom Beadle will join us. We'll talk a little bit about the primary coming up and also the voting on that and whatnot. Meantime, continue our chat now with Shelley Peterson from the Long-Term Care Association in North Dakota. Telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 258-0550. Bismarck Mandan, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, 271-1100. Toll free at 800-228-0550. Let me start with this, Shelley. A texter says, can we please throw a thank you out to the CNAs, the housekeeping staff, the central supply, the food services? All the focus seems to be on the medical staff, RNs and doctors. While they're great, we have to remember there are a lot of other people in healthcare that need a huge thank you. I saw on NBC over the weekend a tribute to all the RNs, nothing about LPNs, CNAs, and all the other people that actually make the healthcare facilities operate and are exposed as well. Your comment?
Well, and I'm so glad that that caller sent that text, because we have 16,000 people, if from maintenance to housekeeping to dietary aids to LPNs, RNs, and they're working hard every day. And, you know, the message that we've seen nationally is when you show a nursing home, you see people coming out in gurneys dying. And so the perception is you guys aren't doing your job. So thank you to that person who recognized that people in North Dakota are working very hard. They risk their lives, but they are working extra hours, extra shifts. No one has been furloughed, and they are doing a fantastic job. So thank you for that recognition. We need to do more in North Dakota to recognize what they're doing, because they're trying to fill in for families and communicate with families and let them know how their loved one is doing. But, yes, I appreciate and thank you for that comment, because the long-term care staff are doing a fantastic job above and beyond the call of duty, and they too are feeling the pain of not having families there. They just feel that pain for their residents that they're caring for. Yeah, thank you very much.
From my experience, the CNAs are as much family as anything. Obviously, the RNs and doctors are busy. Yeah. They're going to many places. So they don't have time to kind of do that tender, loving care that is there. After my mom passed away, you know, we were at the nursing home and went out in another room and, of course, started doing all the planning and everything and came back in the room before the funeral home came. And there was a darling CNA, younger lady, who had, you know, brushed my mom's hair and cleaned her all up and was sitting there holding her hand and crying. You know?
Yeah.
And someone I'd seen before, I had no idea I had that kind of a connection to my mother. You know? I mean, it warmed my heart forever on CNAs. That texter is exactly right. Another texter says, your guest did not answer the question posed, why is it deemed safe for care facility workers to tend to the residents, but a family member can't visit? The employee is going from room to room having contact with many people at close quarters. From what I can see, there are more cases of COVID among care facility workers than most other occupations, but a family member who wears a mask and gloves, keeps the distance, is more dangerous than a care provider. That makes about as much sense as a one-tooth comb. I have one of those one-tooth combs, so I like the analogy, but your take, Shelley.
Yes, no, I appreciate that comment. That's why every single day we screen staff for temperature, for symptoms. They wear PPD or PPE, and they... But they do go home at night, and they have contact with other people, and so they are a risk. But we're trying to screen them, and for the first time, whereas you never used to tell an employee what do you do on your off time, facilities are asking them to stay home, to not go out, to only do essential business themselves. So we've been more, and what we're finding from our workers is, they too don't want to bring the infection in. They too don't want to infect their residents. And for the most part, we feel that they're being cautious, careful, because they know that their contact outside of work may bring the virus in. So we've been proud of them. But it is a valid issue. I can't argue with the family member that's coming in. But the family member, because we don't know where they are 24/7, and we don't know what exposures they have, what CMS has said, the federal government, is any exposure, any person is a risk. That's an added risk. So by bringing families in, we're risking everybody. And so that's why it's only essential workers. It's only your workforce. We aren't even allowing chaplains in. I mean, people that have a very close relationship with residents. I mean, it's very limited to essential staff only. But you make a valid point. You know, would all families, we had a family come in at the end of life, and you try to screen them. They wore the protective gear. But a week later, they tested positive for COVID-19. So the nursing home ended up having to test everyone in that area that person's family at end of life came in. So I see why the federal government is saying any person is a risk. Any exposure is a risk. We've got to guard against it.
Texter says, every life is precious, as you always say. Everyone is upset that they can't visit, but the nursing homes are protecting our elderly. How would anyone feel if they were the one, because they selfishly wanted to visit that exposed person, that exposed the facility rather to COVID? Well, actually, that's sort of what you just described, right?
Yeah. And people would feel horrible, and so the infectious control docs say it's the very best thing. Limit visitation. Only essential people.
And my only challenge to that is that's coming from the federal government telling North Dakota what's best. And I get you can't wrestle the 800-pound gorilla of CMS as a long-term care association. But could our congressional delegation, could our governor say, hey, we've got a plan. We're going to do this differently. And look. You know, we have 260 deaths on average in nursing homes, so our total of 20-some is, you know, insignificant in that, so this isn't really a problem here anyway. Can we do that? Is that possible?
Well, you can always do that, absolutely. One of the issues when we've tried to raise those issues and push back on federal regs or federal guides before is, you know, the response is, sure, you can go ahead and do it, but you're going to risk all your federal funds. Now, would they ever really do that? I don't know. But I think it begs all of us to have the conversation, to have a conversation as a state, as we're having the conversation on Thursday with members and the state. We would, you know, I think that needs to have a conversation with the governor and our congressional delegation to see what they're seeing, feeling, and hearing. And most importantly, from families and you know, the experts out there, the experts to help guide us. But then let's weigh the risk and the benefit. Quality of life at the end of life is so important. And are we forever harming that because of what we need to do?
Kelly, North Dakota caller. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yes, I just got a question here. You know, people at these long care facilities and stuff, they're passing away. Are they sure that coronavirus is actually what the cause of death was? I mean, shortness of breath, all the symptoms. They're up in age, and that's what's going to happen. Are they positive of that?
You know, that's a great question, and many have raised that question because you test for COVID-19. Is that the cause of death? Now, I think what they're going to now is the actual death certificate where the doctor outlines what was the cause of death.
Sorry to do this to you, Shelley. Hold that thought. We'll finish on the other side of the break and then let you go. Kelly, thanks for the call.
That's Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Last night, she was nursing a sore back from all her hard work, and I said, you know, it's kind of cool and crappy out. This is perfect. So remember that, folks. When the weather doesn't cooperate, you know, summer's still here if you're in your hot spring spa. And for those of you that are spending more time at home, I mean the Olhausen pool tables, the Brunswick, the best of the best, the game tables, great video games, incredible things that you can do for your wellness and your fitness. The endless pool is a prime example, a treadmill in a pool, for crying out loud, next to a hot tub. Oh, you can't even imagine what that's like. And if you want a virtual tour of any of these, call my friend Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and they'll walk you through how to find that online and get a great little demonstration of that. And, of course, the best hot tub money can buy. Great financing, too. I mean, for a cup of coffee a week, you're paying for some incredible relaxation. And don't forget the sauna. The sauna. Yeah, the sauna that we now know. What kills coronavirus? Heat, humidity. Throw in a little bit of that and then go in the sun after, and you got the light. Here's Vince's number, 238-9837, 701-238-9837. Or check them out, FargoHotSpring.com. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Graciously, Shelley is staying for another segment. North Dakota Long-Term Care Association president to answer more of your questions. And we didn't quite finish on the last one. His concern was, how do we know the people that we say are dying in nursing homes from COVID are actually dying from COVID?
Right, and I agree. We don't know. The death certificate determines the cause of death as outlined by the physician. So the physician is really writing down what the person died of. But it's a good point because we have people that are 100 years old, people in their 80s that had very frail health conditions. And we had some that were in hospice that I know died, and they happened to have the diagnosis of COVID-19. It may have, hastened their death, but they were in the dying process. So it's a great question, and I'm not sure, how the physician is looking at it and how they're putting it on the death certificate. But it was a question raised in North Dakota, and they were re-looking at, died with COVID-19 or died because of COVID-19. A good distinction.
Especially
in long-term care.
A listener says, what about dying with a broken heart when your spouse seems to have abandoned you in the nursing home?
Yes, it's awful and horrible, and that's why we're having this conversation. We appreciate the conversation. We know that we have residents that are failing because they are missing their family member. We know residents that have lost weight and aren't eating, and we're trying to give them hope. We're trying to give them encouragement, but we need families. We need families back. We want families back, and we need hope again. We absolutely need hope. We need hope that we can reunite families with residents. And so, yes, we need that. We need this conversation to extend beyond today. We need this conversation to result in, let's see what we can do to bring families back in. I agree.
Another texter, I just want to say that my cousins who have their mom in hospice in a memory care facility are struggling because they aren't able to see their mom. We hear the story over and over. Another says, COVID-related death. Our friend recently died in a South Dakota nursing home, had dementia, not coronavirus. His wife was not allowed to visit him daily due to no-visit regulations, so his final 6 weeks he was alone. He quit eating and drinking. A doctor told her that he died of a broken heart. How many others have died from broken hearts but not included in the numbers, says Kathy and Dickinson? I mean, again and again and again, we're hearing the same thing. Another texter says, I really want to know what's going on in this country. Flatten the curve. Unemployment, bankruptcy, suicide, and the overall stress from, like, not being able to visit a loved one. I totally 100% hear what they're saying. I hear you saying it as well. So we've got renewed guidelines from the federal government, CMS, that controls everything regarding the dollars that are paid nursing homes. So you can't defy them. You can't do it differently than they say it's okay to do. I know you're meeting about this tomorrow to say, we've got our instructions, so let's figure out something here. What can we do to try and mitigate this as much as possible? It seems to me the Long-Term Care Association, the legislative support you have and have had over the years, the governor's apparatus, the others as well, we can all make the case in North Dakota that we're nowhere near anybody else. We've done incredible testing to prove that out. It's good data. Am I asking for something that's crazy to say, let North Dakota decide who gets in and out of its nursing homes and let us come up with something that says we're going to test everybody or put the resources right there. Is this doable? Can we win this battle?
That's a great question. I don't know if we can win the battle, but it's worth the discussion. It's worth the fight. It's worth seeing if we could do something differently, because we value life and we value North Dakotans. And at the end of our life, we want and we need family more than ever.
Okay, I just have a crazy idea. Hear me out on this.
Okay.
Newman... manufacturer, Newman Outdoors, Newman, the famous company founded by Harold Newman in Jamestown, has been, among other companies, very, very proactive in getting plexiglass shields out for, you go to a convenience store, now the money goes under the thing, whatever. Could we go to them and say, we need a outdoor nursing home shield, something they put in front of President Trump when he's speaking at whatever. And, the residents can come out and the family members can be on the other side. At least see each other. At least see each other in the outdoors, where it's going to be a lot harder for, COVID to travel and to have that. Is that a crazy idea?
It's not a crazy idea. And we have some facilities that have started outdoor. We were hoping Mother's Day was going to be nice, but it didn't turn out nice. But we have some that have guidelines developed to bring residents outside, stay that 6 feet distance, everyone have their mask on, everyone make sure you wash your hands, use alcohol, but...
I know what you mean, hand sanitizer, yep.
Hand sanitizer. And it's been working. Once we get North Dakota's weather to cooperate a little bit more, and it's going to be great this weekend. I think we can do more of that, but I think we can.
Well, thanks so much for your time today. It's very obvious in your answers, in your passion, in your voice that you want to fix this as much as anybody. So we wish you well on it. Let us know if we can help.
Thank you again, Scott. We appreciate the conversation. And one more shout out for all the long-term care staff. The one that seems sometimes even forgotten is the administrator out there. They feel the weight of the shoulder. They have families coming to them, residents coming to them, wanting to change this. And they feel anytime you get an infection, what am I doing wrong? So just a shout out from the administrator to the nursing staff, to the dietary staff, housekeeping staff, every single person. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Appreciate what you all do. Top to bottom in this industry and keeping our loved ones safe. And let's figure this out. There's got to be a way. President Trump is hosting Governor Burgum at the White House today. Be in the Oval Office later this afternoon and a press conference in the Rose Garden at 3. Maybe the answer could be announced there. Throwing a quick prayer on that one. Long-Term Care Association President Shelley Peterson, thank you. More coming up.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, says there's very little chance the Federal Reserve Board would ever consider negative interest rates. Powell's saying they have a very good toolkit, and that's what they plan to use to navigate the current economic crisis. In early trading on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones average has been down about 200 points. The S&P 500's fallen as well. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defending the massive new stimulus package. package that is being put forth by U.S. House Democrats. She says that it's not about politics.
It's a big ticket. It's a lot of money. American people are worth it.
Some severe storms expected above the plains and Midwest later today. The National Weather Service forecasting severe thunderstorms from West Texas to parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and the northwest corner of Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It ain't no surprise, sparks start a flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so hot and my heart starts a popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker.
This is What's On Your Mind. Scotty's a, on an emergency call, as I understand it, Todd.
So. Oh. Well, it wasn't an emergency call, but it was the White House.
Ah, so, you know, the White House.
Generally, well, I mean, generally,
bigger name on the other line.
Generally, when the White House calls, they have this funny thing. You get a call, and it has like a bunch of zeros and ones on it. So I don't know what it is.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
It's not a number, but you know it's from them. So.
Yep.
Anyway, it was not the president. I'm a little disappointed, but it was, in fact, some of his folks. We're just trying to work on our coverage for this afternoon's visit.
Oh, come on. That was Pensy calling you for a little gathering Saturday night, right?
Pensy!
You and Pensy going to play some cards?
Interesting. You have a first-name basis with Pensy there, Denley.
Wow.
Now, it was somebody that wanted to know what they were serving at PetroServe USA today, actually. So I did I did tell them, get out here because you're going to have some of the best Swedish meatballs you've ever had in your life if you go to the PetroServe location of 292, the exit Valley City. Or West Main Avenue in Fargo. Lasagna at the Valley City location, too. And anywhere you go to PetroServe USA, you get the 4-for-4 deal. But there's just great deals, great home cooking, grab and go. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, let's talk about the upcoming primary in North Dakota. It's in June. And if you're like me, you're like paying zero attention to it. Just because there's so much other things going on, and that we can't do that. So we're gonna focus in on a couple of races, local and statewide, and just say, hey, what's happening here? The race that everybody's really watching on the statewide level in the primary is the Republican primary race for the state treasurer's position. Kelly Schmidt is in that position now. She is retiring, and so we have choices on the Republican side. Two candidates, Thomas Beadle and also Dan Johnson. So we're going to hear from both of those candidates today on the program and give you, not today, but today we'll start with Tom Beadle, give you a sense of what they're all about, what they stand for, and whether or not they've earned your support. I will tell you, I'm asking the same questions that you're probably asking to know how to make a decision. I also want to tell you, if you don't have your ballot yet, you only have until May 31st to get it. So request your ballot now. Ballots, I understand, are being mailed today. And the ballots going out today, folks have already requested ballots. There are a few polling places that'll be up on election day, but not many. So just remember that. Anyway, welcome to the program, Republican candidate for state treasurer, Thomas Beadle. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about your background a little bit. Just give us the elevator pitch on the Thomas Beadle qualities and things that you've done that would prepare you for this position and allow you to thrive in it. Give us that pitch.
Happy to do so. I'm definitely the most experienced candidate in this race. As a conservative business leader who's run my own real estate operation and managed clients' money and being invested in projects all across North Dakota, helping them get good returns for their investment. You know, I understand the value of a dollar and working for my clients, and that's the approach. Making sure to protect that and respect those dollars is what I brought with me to Bismarck. I've served in the North Dakota legislature for the last 10 years, representing District 27 in the southern portion of the city of Fargo. Your studios happen to be in District 27. Thank you for that. Also wanting to, carrying on my tradition of supporting businesses and making sure we have a solid economic climate here. You know, my track record shows that I've worked to support, vote for, and pass legislation reducing income taxes and corporate income taxes by 50% during my time in the legislature, providing relief programs out there to help address property tax, making sure that we're providing tax credits and support for our disabled individuals as well as our veterans. Additionally, I've got appropriations experience. I currently serve on the Appropriations Committee, which is the chief budget writing committee for the state of North Dakota. We deal with every dollar of state money that flows through the state. We make sure we allocate that accordingly. This last session in particular, I chaired the budgets for the tax department, the insurance department, the IT department. Collectively, we were able to eliminate 15 positions, find more efficiencies, create some more opportunities, and make sure that we have a more effective government for our citizens. Now, that's what I've done over my tenure. I've been honored to be supported by groups like the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. Because of my background, they support me for that for this treasurer's office. And I'm hoping the taxpayers and our voters across the state see me as the proven, experienced choice for the role.
You said you were more experienced, the most experienced candidate in the race. Someone that farms, you don't think has the experience that needs to be state treasurer? Most farmers might push back a little bit on that, but why do you say that?
Farming is absolutely a great experience to have, no doubt about it. That's the same thing. That's running your operation, managing your own investment cash flow. Without question, that does bring some experience to the table. I've just got longer tenure of experience, especially when we're dealing with state budgetary issues. As a 10-year legislative vet and with budgetary experience on the Appropriations Committee, I don't have to learn on the job with what it's going to take to be the treasurer here in North Dakota. I've got that experience. And when we're dealing with a pandemic, when we're dealing with economic uncertainty like we have now with our oil activity across the state being impacted by the games that OPEC's trying to play, by some of the other games coming out of D.C., when we're seeing the impacts that, commodity prices have had for our agriculture industry and recognizing depressed crop values, we know that's all going to mean lower revenue coming to the state of North Dakota. And we need to make sure that we have a treasurer who's, equipped and ready to hit the ground running and make sure that, all the cash management is being done properly and make sure that we have good stewardship over the number of boards that the treasurer sits on, investing taxpayer dollars.
Questions or comments are welcome for Tom Beadle, Republican candidate for treasurer in North Dakota. If you have a text question, send it to me, 367-2054, or Todd, 226-8503, or you can call, too, 701-258-0550, Bismarck, Mandan, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, 271-1100. What's the most important thing the treasurer does? I mean, what has you itching to say, if I'm treasurer, I'm going to sink my teeth into this, this is the most important thing? What is that?
Well, there are a couple of crucial roles carried out by the treasurer's office. Day-to-day cash management, making sure that the bills of the state of North Dakota are paid, making sure that you have money going where it needs to so it's not being misallocated and so you have clarity and transparency for how those dollars are flowing. That's the most crucial day-to-day role, is making sure that you have that transparency and accountability and that everything is being paid properly. I've got to, you know, experience making sure that we take care of that and get that done. Number two would be, you know, the treasurer serves on a number of important boards with major impacts for the state of North Dakota. The two most prominent ones would be the State Investment Board, overseeing funds like the Common Schools Trust Fund, overseeing the Legacy Fund, making sure that we have good stewardship of those resources and that we're investing those wisely and planning appropriately for the future of our state. And then also the Land Board, where the treasurer is one of the voting members there, overseeing and helping with managing the hundreds of thousands of acres, mineral acres that we have across the state of North Dakota that are being leased out to private entities. There's over 7,500 oil rigs that are on leases negotiated with the state. And my background of doing real estate transactions, writing leases, making sure that we have good win-win agreements so that both the landlord and tenant are satisfied, I think is going to be crucial. You know, we've had some recent flare-ups there where there's been some dissatisfaction. And I think that my background allows me to help come in and smooth some of that over and make sure that we're providing the long-term consistency and level playing field for all of our producers, as well as ensuring that our taxpayers are getting their fair due for where any of these leases are at.
You mentioned the Land Board. Here's a question on that. As a member of the House Appropriations Committee, you see budgets and understand the true economic value of oil and gas to the state, jobs, taxes, our whole future. As the treasurer, you serve on the state land board. There's been a number of big issues before that board in recent years. The latest was taking a court case, not yet finalized. I would add my two cents on this, but from the texter, the taking a court case and telling the oil operators they had to pay royalties retroactively up to 40 years, recognizing that most of the funds for education come from oil. What is your reaction to this almost greedy type of policy, and what would you do differently?
I think, number one, we just need to make sure that we have clarity and that we have good communication between all of the players involved so that they can forecast appropriately, budget appropriately, and make sure that they're being handled properly in terms of knowing what they need to be paying, and that we're not being vindictive when a mistake is made, but rather making sure that, you know, there is, you know, consistency so that, you know, operator X doesn't have a advantage or isn't penalized less than operator Y who did comply. So there, we do need to make sure that we have consistency and that there's equity across the board there. But in terms of the 40-year payback, you know, when we're looking at, you know, audit standards and what you're holding for tax standards, I mean, you really are looking back, you know, 7 years or so for most of this. And so when you're starting to go back 40 years, you're going into, you know, uncharted territory. I do believe that there was only a handful of operators that were really caught up in the middle of that, where they were, you know, had really extended long-term delinquencies on that. So I don't think it was as widespread of a problem as it came out. However, the way that it was done and came out of the Land Board was a little ham-handed and wasn't very business-friendly for North Dakota.
Would you think
we can make sure that that's handled better going forward.
Did Kelly Schmidt vote differently than you would have on that case?
I'd have to go back and see how Kelly voted, but
Wayne Stengem and Al Jager and the others that were all for clawing back to 40 years.
Yeah, and I would have likely voted different in that case, just because looking at the details and the data there, you know, we need to make sure that we are welcoming to businesses, especially when we're dealing with the Permian Basin and Eagle Ford shale plays as competitors to ours. You know, we need to make sure that we're not being...
Folks, I think that's a really important issue for you to consider in this treasurer's race.
Yeah.
And it's a good enough question from the listener. Thank you. That we'll ask it identically of Dan Johnson when he joins us as well. Hang tight, if you would. Thomas Beadle, candidate for treasurer. And a call from Bismarck coming up next and more.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Plenty of options to choose from if you need a pre-owned vehicle, a large selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every budget. Even if yours isn't paid off, if you have a trade, they might be able to lower your monthly payment or just buy your car outright. Take advantage. Receive the lowest used car rates in years. Make no payments up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They're now offering statewide deliveries. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
11 before the top of the hour, and Jamie in Bismarck has a question for our guest. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. For our guest, Thomas Beal. Sorry, lost my train of thought. State treasurer candidate in North Dakota on the Republican ticket. Sorry, Jamie, go ahead.
That's all right. It's more of a comment than a question, but before I get to that, I'll say if Thomas wins the nomination as a Republican, I'm going to vote for him. But as of now, I'm supporting Dan Johnston. I got your flyer in the mail yesterday, and I was looking at it, and I get a lot of these from Republicans on these flyers when they kind of put out the vibe that they're big pro gunners or something. They get their Hunter Orange on and their double barrel shotgun, which is exactly what yours had on it. And a lot of times I find that people that do that when push comes to shove on something like gun control, red flag laws, or banning AR-15s or magazine capacity, you guys will buckle to that. And then your position really doesn't have much to do with that, but I like people, you know, anything from somebody who hands out parking tickets to a governor, I like them 100% pro-civil liberties, but I'm just going to question you on that because, as, like I said, kind of look like a FUD in that picture instead of a real pro-gun supporter. I'm just, what's your comment on that?
Well, happy to answer that. So, you know, I'm an avid sportsman. You know, I go out pheasant hunting every year with my family, oftentimes down the Foreman area, sometimes the Mott Region area as well. We've got family hunting grounds in both those areas. That was a 12 gauge single barrel in the photo, because that's what I normally hunt with. I do have a 20 barrel side by side double barrel that I could have used as well. But, you know, this is an issue that often comes up. You know, I voted against the red flag law. I think we have pretty solid gun rights in North Dakota right now. You know, I've worked to keep that way. There's been some issues that I haven't agreed with, and I've sided with law enforcement at times. In particular, when we looked at guns in schools and a few others, I've taken the approach of wanting to have armed school resource officers in the schools instead of having teachers that weren't trained appropriately handling that situation. However, you know, I fully support your right to protect yourself and your family, fully support your right to go out there and hunt and fish and act in a way that you know is consistent with our North Dakota way of life. That's the way I grew up as a longtime Republican and a longtime hunter in this state. You know, that's what I believe. So it's not just throwing on orange just for a photo shoot. That's us actually hunting. But I understand your concern, and as treasurer, I'll make sure to be consistent with that and fully support you. I know right now I am working with a constituent, or have been since last summer, trying to get them some information. We have some issues in Fargo, where a city of Fargo treats you're selling firearms. They don't allow that as a home-based occupation. That's something that we're trying to get clarified, because the state law says no political subdivision can have a law more restrictive than what state law is with regards to firearms. We don't have a state law prohibiting you from selling firearms as a home-based occupation, especially online. However, some cities like Fargo have taken the stance they don't allow it. So we're trying to get that changed.
All right, Jamie, thanks for the call, and Tom, the answer. I would also say I feel the same way about the pro-life issue, and the texter has a question about that, you know, what does the treasurer have to do with the pro-life issue? Well, you know, nobody runs for treasurer to be treasurer for the rest of their life, number one, so it's a stepping ground, and number two, it's just a philosophical, it's a religious thing. It's, what I'm raised to believe. This texter says, can you ask your guest if he is pro-life? I realize that the treasurer doesn't directly impact this. It is a concern of mine if he has further political aspirations. Pro-life, Thomas?
Sure. Well, I am, but I don't have further political aspirations. This is just an area where I think that we can do some good for North Dakota, but I'm never looking for the next seat to jump up to. But with regards to the pro-life issues, you know, I'm pro-life, but Scott, you and I have had this conversation before, and my voting record has been across the board. Frankly, starting a few years back, we started to see a lot of legislation come forward that either A, created some inconsistencies and doubt amongst OBGYNs and fertilization doctors about whether it could have long-term harms for IVF treatment. And we saw a lot of language come out that no longer had protections for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. And those are things that I you know, think need to have some of those exceptions in there. I fully understand where people don't support that. But because of that, that's where my voting record has been on both sides of it. I also think, you know, I don't really like when we pass legislation in North Dakota just to go to a lawsuit and be a federal challenge. And I think this is an issue that ultimately is going to be settled federally.
So I'm hearing, I'm sorry, we're short on time here, but I just want to quickly follow up here. So you're saying I'm pro-life, but I'm not necessarily going to vote with the pro-life, you know, leaders every time because of those exceptions. Do you believe life begins at conception?
You know, that's an issue that I've wrestled with quite a bit. I know a lot of different religious doctrines adjust on there. I do think that there's a lot of proof showing that it begins pretty darn early.
Pretty darn early as in conception.
And I I'm pretty close to that. Some of the issues that I have with the conception is when you have that language in there, that's where we have some of the IVF issues, because you fertilize the egg outside of the body and then you implant it. And so that's where there's some concerns there.
To be continued. We'll have another conversation before a voting day. Thank you, Tom Beadle, State Treasurer. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.